You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO Palm City.
Hello, this is Joyce Meyer. You know, many people go through their Christian lives miserable, defeated, and depressed. But I want to show you how God's Word has given each of us joy and victory if we just live life in the Spirit. Join me right here every weekday, and let me show you how you can truly start enjoying everyday life in Christ.
Enjoying Everyday Life with Joyce Meyer at 7:30 a.m. and p.m. right here on the Good News Station, WCNO.
Maranatha Assembly International, a church of worship, the word and healing.
Welcome to the Living Word Radio Broadcast. Brought to you by Maranatha International, a church of worship, the word, and healing. Join us for our Sunday services from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. For locations and to sow a seed into this radio ministry, visit our website at maranathainter.org or call 561-383-6574. 561-383-6574. Now stay tuned for today's message.
Maranatha Assembly International, a church of worship, the word and healing.
If I were a drum, I would use my cymbal. If I were a writer, I would use a pencil. I would use my voice. If I were a singer, no matter who or what we are, we must.
Good afternoon, good afternoon, good afternoon. This is Pastor David Ewers, Maranatha International Church of Worship, the Word and Healing. Glory to God, and I come before you this morning, or even this afternoon, depending on when you're listening to it, with just a high level of praise. I believe that God wants us to praise Him. As 2020 is coming up right around the corner there, He wants us to praise Him no matter what situation that you're in. He wants us to understand that there is power in our praise. There's victory in our praise. Everything that you need is in praise. But before we get down today, what we're going to do, we're still talking about. As a matter of fact, I kind of missed you guys last week. I really did. But we're still talking about prayer. And we're just talking about the significance of what power, the power of praise, and how it links with our prayer. So we're going to be talking, putting some emphasis on praise this afternoon. But before we do that, I want to pray. There's some things that have been troubling my heart, especially for with these abductions that have been going on around us. And I want you just to stop what you're doing right now, and I want you just to join in with me as we pray. The scripture says that as whatever we bind on earth, it shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever we loose on earth shall be loose in heaven. So we have the ability to inhibit, to stop, to block some things. And this has been concerning me. I know some of us have young daughters, you have wives. And it's just this been this thing where kids have just been abducted and then being snatched from the playgrounds and so forth. So we're going to put in a cease and desist order to the enemy and declare that it stops now. So are you with me? All right. All right. I know you are. Let us pray. Father God, we come before your presence. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. And we give you the praise, Lord Father God. First of all, we enter in with praise because we know our victory is in our praise. So we declare now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we command every abduction from the enemy of our children, of our youth, We command it to stop now in the name of Jesus. We command in and out, God, every sex trafficking be exposed, Father God, not just in the United States, but throughout the world. We release, Father God, our angels in the mighty name of Jesus, our ministering angels, Father God, to go to those places where they've been held and to remove them now in the name of Jesus. Father God, you said if we call unto you, you will answer us and you'll show us great and mighty things. We declare it and we decree it, and it is so. We praise you, Father God, and we give you the glory, we give you the honor, and we magnify your holy name. And we ask all these things in Jesus Christ, and we pray. So we praise him. Amen? All right, all right. Oh, boy. Glory to God. I believe that that was a time where we can put some emphasis on praise. I believe that God wants us to put some emphasis on praise. And as we go, we kind of walk through the word together. I'm going to show you that if you would just use that element or that weapon called praise, this includes and it infuses God into your situation. You ever heard that expression, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord? And I believe that God has been telling us through his word. He says, oh, if my people would praise me, watch and see what I would do. Like, for instance, I look at Psalms 107. We're going to talk a little bit about praise. Is that okay? Let's look at Psalms 107. Now, when you look at Psalms 107, notice that this particular phrase was repeated four times in one chapter. It is first introduced in Psalms 107, verses 8. It says, Oh, that man would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of man. The author says, oh, if you only knew the value of praise. Oh, man, if you only knew, if your situation could be turned around if you would just praise. So in verse 8, we see it mentioned. Then we turn over and we see, for instance, in verse 15, he says it again. Oh, that man would just praise the Lord for his goodness. Then it says it a third time in verse 19. He says, actually, verse 21, he says, oh, if man would just praise the Lord for his goodness. And then he mentions it again in the 31st verse. Oh, that man would praise the Lord. So we see here, I want you to catch this now. Our victory is embedded in your praise, in your ability to give God the praise when the situation don't seem as though it's going in your favor. What praises does, it brings the very presence of God. And we understand that in his presence, there's what? Pleasures forevermore. We see in his presence is goodness, in his presence, his ability, in his presence is his persona. Everything is wrapped up in his presence. I'm kind of getting excited. I'm like, okay, all right, let me kind of calm down a little bit. Well, then again, no. Praise is our spiritual weapon. Your breakthrough. Let me say that again. Your breakthrough is in your praise. Your breakthrough is where? Your breakthrough is in your praise. Your breakthrough is in your praise. Now, let's look a little closer at this. Because what I want to do is I want to walk you through some of the different words that describe the word praise. We understand that the Old Testament was written in Hebrew and the New Testament was in Greek. So if you want to get the true meaning of a particular word, we go back to the original meaning. So there's several words that depict the word praise. Now in the Hebrew, meaning the Old Testament, the first word is yada. yada. It means to revere. It means to give thanks. It literally means to extend or to throw your hand in the air like you just don't care. Oh, boy. Pray for pastor and pray for pastor. And it's used elsewhere in the Old Testament to refer to one casting stones and pulling back the bow. It's attempt to revere or it's attempt to give thanks. It's a human response to God, and it's to extend our, if you could just see me now, I'm throwing my hands in the air. It means to reach out in response to God. God, I need you. I throw my hands in the air. I praise you. I lift you up. I magnify your holy name. Yada, yada. You know, some use the expression, yada, yada, yada. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I'm telling you the truth. Let's give him a yada. The second word is barak. It means to bless. It means to praise as a blessing. What? It means that you can invoke a blessing as you praise God. It literally means to bow or to kneel. Barak also, it's what a person does when he comes into the presence of a king. You remember Esther? Esther came into the presence of a king and she did what? She paid homage and she bowed before him. It's an expression of humility. You get down to the ground and you say, I applaud you and I exalt you. I adore you because I know who you are. It's actually used in Psalms 145. It says, I will extol you, O my God and my King, and I will bless your name forever and ever. You see that? So barak. The third word is shabak. We have to give God a shabak. I know some of us are going through some trial times right now, but God said, if you would just open up your mouth and from your heart, just praise me before you see the results, because like I said before, your victory is hidden in your praise. So we see shabak. It means to exclaim. It means to shout praise. You know, some of us says, oh, I'm kind of reserved. I don't really do that praise thing, you know. But then I see you when you go to the ball game. You paint your faces blue and red. Florida's on the TV and you just lose your mind. You're opening your mouth and you're shouting at the TV as they take a pigskin from one side of the field to another side. Don't tell me you can't praise God. God. Shabak means to exclaim. It means to shout praise. I don't know about you, but I feel a shout is coming up inside of me because it means to express confidence in. Are you confident in your God? No, you're not really. Are you really confident in your God and God's character and his ability? Well, give him a shabak. In Psalm 63:3 says, because of your steadfast love is better than life, my lips will shabak you. My lips will shabak you. The fourth one is holla. Holla at your boy. Boy of his mercy. Pray for pastor, okay? It means to shine. Holla means to shine. It means to rave. It means to boast. It means to celebrate. It means to celebrate extravagantly. It means to be clabberish. It means to be foolish. You lost your everlasting mind. What's wrong with you? Holla. Holla is the root word for hallelujah. It means to praise Jah. We see it's used in Psalm 69:30. I will holla. I will praise the name of God with a song. I will magnify him with thanksgiving. This will please the Lord more than ox or bulls or anything that you can give from a sacrificial standpoint. All right? So we see this word holla is used in the famous Psalms 150. Praise the Lord. In other words, holla the Lord. Holla God in his sanctuary. Holla him in his mighty heavens. You see how that works? All right. So it means to shine. It means to rave. It means to boast. It means to grab instruments. It means the noise makers. It's just you expressing how your thanksgiving to the Lord. The fifth one is zamar. It means to make music. As you know, I play the the guitar, and every now and then I will again pull the guitar aside and I say, okay, let me just pluck some of these and let's make melody with this music. What am I doing? I am zamaring the God. I am zamaring God. It means to make music. It means to literally to pluck the strings or to praise by plucking. Toda means, the sixth one is the confession or praise or thanksgiving. It's actually another word. It's another word for confession, praise, and thanksgiving. But when you look at this verse, like Psalms 50 and 14 and verse 23, both of these words, it implies an emphasis on a sacrifice. But not just any sacrifice. It's a sacrifice before the deliverance happens. It's a praise before you get the job. It's a praise before you get the results from your doctor saying that you're whole. It's a praise saying that your son, your daughter is no longer on. It's a praise that you give to God, the God of heaven. Toda. Now, Talia, it means a song or a hymn of praise. It's often used, as you see, David was taking his pen and he put it to his paper and he started writing songs and singing hymns unto the Lord. It's often unrehearsed or on script or personally written to respond to God. Like, for instance, it's used in Psalms 33 and 1. It says, shout for joy in the Lord, O you righteous. Talia, praise befits the upright. Eight is rum, R-U-M. I'll get no ideas. I'm not talking about the rum as in alcohol. I'm talking about the Hebrew word for rum. It means to, for praise, it means to extol, it means to exalt, it means to display, it means to lift him high. In Psalms 145 and 1, it says, I will extol you, O my God and my King. I will rum you. I will rum you so much until I get intoxicated. Jesus of his mercy. When was the last time you rum God? I'm not talking about drinking alcohol. I'm talking about giving God a praise until you stagger. Lord of his mercy, help me over here. Y'all just stretch your hands towards the radio and say, pray for Pastor. Pray for Pastor Deb. Are you still with me? All right, all right. Just, you know that, you know, the joy of the Lord is our strength, and it's good to laugh. All right, so cheer up, cheer up. It's good. Now, the ninth is taqa, T-A-Q-A. Hopefully I'm pronouncing it right. It means to clap, and it means to applaud. In Psalms 47 and 1, it says, clap your hands, all ye people, and shout to God with loud songs of joy. God loves when you sing to him. A matter of fact, in Psalms 100, it says, come before his presence with singing. Come before his presence with thanksgiving. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with before you can see his glory, you have to show him some praise. It's the proper protocol. Now, let's look at the 10th one. This is the last one. Macho. And this is the part I love. I love me some dance. I can't tell. Every now and then when I'm in a situation when it seems as though it's not working out, guess what? I pulled on my dance shoes and begin to start dancing before the Lord. Is that scriptural? Well, look at David. The scripture says that when he was bringing the Ark of the Covenant, the scripture says that he danced before the Lord. In Psalms 150, it says, praise him with a dance. That's the word machal. I don't know about you, but right about now, I feel like just kicking off my shoes and just giving God a machal. In Psalms 149 and 3, it says, let them praise his name with dancing, making melody to him with tambourine and with a lyre. Psalms 30 and 11, it says, you have turned me, my mourning, into dancing. No longer worn around, moping around the house about that situation. Oh, I don't know what I'm going to do. I have no idea what I'm going to do. I feel so heavy. I feel so, I don't know which way. No. Open up your mouth and pray. praise your way out of that situation. Your breakthrough is in your praise. So that's the last one I wanted to talk about. Now, let's now go back to the scripture and look at how powerful praise is. I believe the week before, we talked about how Paul and Silas, they praised God. They praised God until they were in a prison setting. They were on lockdown. They have just been beaten, fresh stripes on their back. But they said, guess what? We're going to praise ourselves out of this jail cell. They begin to start singing. They begin to start praying and singing songs to the point where an earthquake came and shook that prison. It opened up all the cells. All the people that had chains on them, it fell off. Why? Because they engage in... See, when you engage in praise, it affects your family. It affects your body. It affects your work. It affects your community. Boy, I tell you, it's time for us to praise God. It's time for us to praise God. Now, let's look at this example, because I see here, I'm going to give you two examples. Hopefully I can get it in because that time is like looking at me like, hurry up, Pastor David. That was 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 20. That's the first example. We see Jehoshaphat. Jehoshaphat showed us that he understood the power of praise. So guess what? He had enemies that were coming against him. We see people of Ammon, the people of Moab, and the people of Mount Seir were coming against Jehoshaphat. Now, in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verses 20, we see here that he rose up early in the morning in the wilderness of Tekoa, and he went out, and Jehoshaphat stood and said, what did he say? He says, hear me, O Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, and he shall be established. Believe his prophets, and you shall prosper. Well, I had to put on my radio voice for a second there. Verse 21 says, and when he had consulted with the people, catch this now, pay attention. It says, when he had consulted with the people, he appointed those who would sing to the Lord and should praise the beauty of holiness, and went out before the praise and worship team went out before the trained army. Wow. And they were saying, praise the Lord, for his mercy endures forever. And then when they began to start singing praises, the scripture says the Lord stepped in. He set ambushes against your enemies, the Ammons, the Moabs, and the Mount Seir. And what happened is that they confused them so much. The enemies begin to start fighting against themselves so much that they destroyed one another. God, I told you that your praise was powerful, and you're just not, I hope you are getting it. I hope you're getting it. We see here that they praised God so much that the people destroyed themselves. They left the gold and the silver behind, and it took them 3 days to bring the gold back. All right. So now let's look at the second example. And I want you to turn with me to 1 Samuel chapter 30. 1 Samuel chapter 30. I'm going to take a second look at this praise. 1 Samuel chapter 30, verses 1. And this is a story of David. We understand David was running from Saul. Saul wanted to kill him. Saul was kind of jealous. And now as David was running from Saul, we see that David would sometimes hide amongst the Philistines, because we know that Saul wouldn't look for him there. But while he was hiding amongst the Philistines, we see here he stayed there for about 16 months. And at the same time, he still was going on his challenges as far as like raiding and defeating the Amalekites, the Gizzites, the Jebusites. Now, this picks up in verse 1. 1 Samuel chapter 30, verse 1. It says, now what happened when his men came to Ziklag? Now, David now is coming back from a battle. On the third day, the Amalekites invaded the south and Ziklag and attacked Ziklag and burnt it with fire. And they had taken captive the women, and those who were taken were small and great. And they did not kill anyone, but carried them away. hold on one second. David came back to his village. His village was burnt down by his enemies. And now David now goes to the Lord and said, what shall I do? Shall I pursue him? Shall I cover him? And now the scripture says that David reached for an ephod. Very important you catch this. He reached for an ephod. An ephod is a garment. It also represents a garment of praise, a garment of worship. We see in Isaiah chapter 61 where it makes reference to a exchanging a spirit of heaviness and putting on a garment of praise. This garment is an elaborate garment. It has so many different colors and threads throughout it. We see blue, purple, scarlet, and white. And guess what? Let me just give you a secret here. Each one of those colors is a description of who Jesus is. Like, for instance, the blue speaks of heaven, the color of the heavens. Jesus came from the heaven, his origin. The purple speaks of Jesus as his royalty, King Jesus, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Scarlet is almost like of a reddish color. It speaks of the Savior and his blood, his atoning work. He died on the cross for us. And white speaks of his righteousness. So what David was doing, he was putting on a garment of praise. And when he put on the garment of praise, he gained the victory. He recovered his wives. Hint, hint. He recovers his wife. I know your wife has walked out on you and you think the marriage is all. He recovered his. Let me say that one more time. He recovered his wives and all his possessions. Why? Because he put on the garment of praise. I don't know about you, but I believe that this nation needs to get back to praise. Before we get into 2020, let's set aside some time to walk into 2020 lifting our hands, giving him a yada, give him a barak, give him a shabak, give him a hallelujah, give him a... What else I have? Give him a macho. Give him a dance. Give him a zama. Make some music. Give him a toda. Glory to God. Give him a tequila. Give him some rum. Oh boy, don't tell me. Don't tell anybody, Pastor, to give God some rum. Lord of his mercy. But the point I'm trying to make is that praise, your victory is in your praise. I want you just to bow your heads. As we pray, Father God, I thank you and I praise you. Let the people, Lord God, have a better understanding, Lord God, of what it means to praise you. Let us give you the praise that is due unto your name, from the rising of the sun to the going down to the same. We bless you, Father. We give you the glory in Jesus Christ, and we pray. Amen. I want you to give me a call when you get a chance. 561-383-6574. We're looking for a church building. I want you to go on our website, and I want you to sow into our ministry. It's Maranatha, MaranathaInter.org. Sow into our ministry. Come and visit us on Sundays at 10 a.m. Amen. 561-383-6574. May God richly bless you. Hallelujah.
Maranatha Assembly International, a church of worship, the word and healing.
Welcome to the Living Word Radio Broadcast, brought to you by Maranatha International, a church of worship, the word and healing. Join us for our Sunday services from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. For locations and to sow a seed into this radio ministry, visit our website at maranathainter.org or call 561-383-6574, 561-383-6574.
Maranatha Assembly International, church of worship, the word.
This is Tom Crate, WCNO Radio. Most of you know that WCNO Radio is a listener-supported ministry. But do you know that much of our programming is made possible by corporate underwriting? Christian businessmen and women who sponsor this ministry monthly with a financial commitment that allows us to continue bringing you the music and message of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. In return, we play sponsorship announcements that let the listeners know who our sponsors are, what they do, what products and services